I don't know how to begin. We're in February now, so I would say Happy New Year, and it's been forever, so I would most definitely love to apologize for the procrastination and the always and the delays and stuff like that. But I'm here today because of a reason, you know. I am here today because, man, life's been shitty, but you know, we're gonna pull through. It was two or three days ago. I woke up, I was quite a mess. I was just a rotten mess. And I was I woke up with the phrase in my head, alhamdulillah, you know. Thank God for statuses though, like WhatsApp statuses, because it was my friend status that I saw that, you know, he keeps on posting it like every day, and that day he didn't post it in the morning, and I had to text him. I'm like, yo guy, you haven't posted it today. And there's this other lady who I told her no thank you, and she asked why, and I was like, it's a constant, you understand, in this ever moving world. Your statuses and the fact that you post them each day, it's a constant, and not just any constant, it's a good constant. So it used to annoy me, you know, but give or take, I used to find myself drawn to them, you know, just trying to read the message, you know. One of them says, pray until you get what you want. The other one says, Lord, you know, like in that baby voice, Lord, I know you can hear me, thank you, and I know you'll be there for me, thank you, you know. And I think one of them also says, dependable God, like, you know, this isn't meant to be anything religious, but you know, it's what I have come to realize. And before I even get there, my favorite one that held me throughout the day was, bro, alhamdulillah, means praise be to God. Throughout that day, that was all I could say, praise be to God. It was a bad day, but praise be to God. As individual people, I think we all require a faith, something to hold on to. We all require a strong pull. I think it goes back to the saying, the constant. We all require that constant. And for some people, it's the faith. For me, I think particularly, I think it's faith, because I have strayed so far from my religious path. My life is a mess right now. Everything is just, whew. So I'm starting this new me with this podcast. That's why I had to record this podcast, because I said nothing's gonna change if you keep on saying and saying, oh, when this is in place, I'm gonna do that. When that is in place, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna affect the change myself. So I'm gonna put things into place and let the other things fall into place. Like one of the books I've been reading, or one of the books I was reading, I should continue reading that book back, says, everything affects everything. Jim Rohn says it also. Every single discipline affects every other discipline. So you start something, you keep to it, you're gonna finish it, and sooner or later, once you keep doing one thing, your mind is tuned and says you can do this next thing, and it's like a domino effect, you understand, it ripples. So I I'm at my lowest point right now. I'm not even going to lie. I'm at my lowest point. But I want this to be the last time. Probably will not be, but I hope it is. I really do hope it is. You know, where you keep on saying, oh yeah, I'm pumped, you know, life's gonna be good, blah blah blah. Then 2-3 days later, something just happens and you're back to square one. I don't want that to be the case. So before I started this podcast, said some truth to some people, let them understand that this was happening. You know, I'm in this situation and I'm in that situation, and I promise you I'm gonna get better, but give me some time and I'm gonna get better. So I want you to hold me accountable to getting better. That's another thing too. I want them to hold me accountable because I want to get better. So yeah, so I did that, then I came to record this podcast because I also, there has to be some form of accountability, you understand? There has to be some form of accountability, and I want to be held accountable so that I can push myself, and I need to push myself. Failure doesn't just happen, you know. It's success, it's never an accident. It's constant dedication and constant work. So I'm gonna put in the work, I'm gonna put in the effort. And you know, like Jim Rohn, I listen to Jim Rohn all the time, so you're gonna hear me mention Jim Rohn. It says faith is the ability to see it as it is. So I'm seeing my situation as it is. I'm real messed up, but we move, you know. Lagos saying we move, bro. We move. So yes, so and faith doesn't mind seeing it as it is, because faith says it can be better than it is. Faith says we can see beyond the mess. You understand? So I'm gonna see beyond this particular situation and just see into tomorrow. So I'm not gonna push myself further. I'm just gonna say a big thank you for listening. I am so grateful, and I hope and I pray to continue this podcast. Today is a Thursday, so I'm gonna mark it down. Next week Thursday, I'm gonna release another episode, slowly but steady, being organic, you know. The following will build. Hopefully, I've been wanting to talk about friendships in our daily society, you know, how friends affect you and stuff like that. Because please, some people don't know it, but they've been substantial in my life, you know. They've been there, they listen to all my rants, you know, they've been there, like. So yeah, I'm gonna do a topic on friendships, all sorts of friendships, like cons, the pros, what's happened, people have backstabbed you, people have helped you, stuff like that. So hopefully I can gather some people and we can have a conversation on that next week Thursday. But for now, I'm just real grateful. Thank you for listening to this little boy rant, and I hope to see you next week Thursday.